May is Parkinson's Disease Awareness Month. Hello, I'm Dr. Sri Banerjee, epidemiologist, biostatistician, faculty member, and the purpose of this segment is to raise awareness about Parkinson's disease on a global scale. Within the United States, there's a lot that's been done, especially due to the crippling condition that Michael J. Fox, a famous actor, had. However, what is going on worldwide between low and middle income countries and high income countries is something that most people are not aware of. So that is the purpose of this segment. There's a 32-page document that the World Health Organization actually put together so that this can be better addressed and understood. So the title of this is Parkinson's Disease, a Public Health Approach. Now, in this technical brief, there's multiple things that are reviewed: disease prevention and risk reduction, treatment gaps and challenges to access to care, opportunities for service delivery and management in health systems, and then key actions. So, introduction: globally, disability and death due to Parkinson's disease are increasing faster than for any other neurological disorder. And the main risk factor for Parkinson's disease is mainly increasing age, although younger people can be affected as well. What are the symptoms of Parkinson's disease? Most of you probably have seen the condition within the clinic. I've actually seen witness Parkinson's disease. This is a degenerative condition of the brain associated with motor symptoms, that is slow movement, tremor, rigidity, walking, and imbalance. So progression of these symptoms and complications markedly decrease functioning. The prevalence of Parkinson's disease has actually doubled in the last 25 years. So if you include Parkinsonism, then those are caused by degenerative conditions such as atypical Parkinsonism, vascular lesions in the brain, or adverse effects of medication such as neuroleptics, and other conditions. This is actually, the prevalence is particularly high in low and middle income countries and inconsistent. And for ethnic minorities in high income countries, this is actually a bigger problem. And this is because of a number of reasons: financial, geographical barriers to healthcare, underreporting of cases, misdiagnosis, lack of awareness of PD, and incorrect perceptions that the decline associated with Parkinson's disease is part of normal aging. For instance, slowing down or becoming stooped. This is the cause, according to 2019 statistics, this is the cause of 5.8 million disability adjusted life years. That is, ca causes 329,000 deaths. That's an increase of 100% since 2000. So several areas for action are necessary. Global health policies to implement strategies focused on Parkinson's disease, prevention and reduction of risks for Parkinson's disease, including education and awareness, assured access to treatment and care, including access to and education of an interdisciplinary workforce trained in neurological disorders, and delivery of services and the management of PD at various levels of health systems. So the possible causes include environmental exposure to pesticide solvents and air pollution throughout life, and genetic risk factors. And the risk factors include LRRK2 polymorphisms or mutations. Of course, levodopa continues to be the World Health Organization model lists of essential medicines. Unfortunately, this is not available or accessible or fair affordable everywhere, particularly in low middle income countries. Although optimal Parkinson's disease care also requires an integrated interdisciplinary approach, appropriate treatment, rehabilitation, and palliative care. And palliative care is typically care that will that may conclude in potential improvement or remission of the condition. In the context of providing universal health coverage, an urgent public health response is necessary to meet the health and social requirements of people with PD and to improve functioning. Some of the methods, although optimal Parkinson's disease care requires an integrated interdisciplinary approach, appropriate treatment, rehabilitation, and palliative care provided by interdisciplinary teams with expertise in neurological disorders are lacking in many parts of the world. This is a growing public health challenge that requires strong preventions efforts in view of the difficulty in many countries. One interesting thing that I noted, of course, Parkinson's disease has many causes, and some of many of them are unknown. As I stated earlier, there is a genetic predisposition of Parkinson's disease. However, certain studies have shown that there are environmental factors that lead to Parkinson's disease, namely air pollution, pesticides, and industrial solvents. Measures used to protect users from exposure to pesticides, safe application equipment often are not feasible in LMIC. So what are the gaps and challenges? What is interesting is that 23% of countries worldwide, only 23% of countries worldwide had neurologists in rural areas, and that is very low. There should be a lot more neurologists available in rural areas. According to the World Health Organization Neurology Atlas, there's only 0.03 neurologists per 100,000 population in low-income countries, and 4.74, that's not a lot more. Well, a lot more relative, however, 4.74 per 100,000 population in high-income countries. So again, interdisciplinary care teams are absolutely essential. 16% reported specialized neurohabilitation services. That is still very low. And then even lower, 8.5% of countries have integrated palliative care of health services. So I don't want to go through too many of these. In India, a community model of care developed in 2005 by the Parkinson's Disease and Movement Disorder Society has helped overcome barriers to access and affordability of healthcare by using and building community resources. And there's 65 support centers. Similarly, in Uruguay, there's rehabilitation and mental health support. Effective caregiving is associated with health benefits for both the carer and the person with Parkinson's disease. And one thing to note is that there's a lot of stigma attached to Parkinson's disease, as there is with a lot of conditions. And that leads to actually less people seeking treatment. So, what are things that need to be done in order to improve the plight of individuals with Parkinson's disease? Well, for one, you would need to increase advocacy and awareness raising. The next thing you would need to do is global health policies to implement Parkinson's disease strategies. Number three, prevention and risk reduction. Number four, ensuring the availability of medications. Number five, strengthening health and social systems and building capacity. Number six, care support. Number seven, research on Parkinson's disease. So these, I would say, are some of the most important. However, reducing stigma around Parkinson's disease is one that I would add to all of those. And then it is also important to understand some of the important risk factors that are connected with Parkinson's disease, such as genetics, environmental factors, and whatnot. So that this is for Parkinson's Disease Awareness Month. I hope some of this has made some sense. Thank you for listening.